Up now is News Talks, a news commentary and analysis segment we've added to the show to bring you the latest news affecting young people in Australia. So today we're talking about the current discussion around media concentration in Australia.
Kevin Rudd has called for a royal commission to stop media monopoly in this country. Specifically, 70% of print media is owned by the Murdochs, who are known to be particularly conservative. In addition, recently Malcolm Turnbull's autobiography has indicated the undue influence that the Murdoch empire has on Liberal Party politics. Annalise, you know how, you know my very strong views about alternative media and independent media. I was absolutely floored when this came out, the fact that it happened at all and the fact that it's been wildly popular.
So were you floored at how popular it was, or were you floored at the statistics coming out?
Not the statistics in terms of media ownership. I'm all around that. I think I was floored because I guess, as we've talked about before today, today's my birthday. I'm turning 26. I think it may be a fact that I'm getting older, maybe, but I'm much more pessimistic in recent years about our potential for progress. I hold out some hope, but the fact that I think that we could, in my lifetime, actually address the massive problem of media monopoly is just extraordinary to me. I'm kind of sitting here like, wow, we could actually do something about this.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I was surprised by Kevin Rudd, honestly. He's never been like too much far leaning left. So I was kind of surprised that he was so passionate about the issues surrounding media ownership and media monopoly.
Absolutely. And I think it was, I had this conversation with some other young people in radio where I expressed perhaps my more pessimistic views. And a lot of people said to me, you know what, although things have been bad, Generation X has been, if any generation, any older generation is going to help us out, it would be Generation X, who does have a vested interest in independent media, and it is part of their value system. And that made me think a lot, because I often, again, get a little bit pessimistic and I think, why are only the young people going around advocating for this stuff? But Kevin Rudd is a Gen Xer, and he's the one that introduced this package. And I wonder if it's I really, really hope that I'm wrong to be pessimistic, because apparently I was wrong in this instance. The fact that the petition has been signed, it's almost 350,000 signatures at the moment, and still 2 weeks to go. I wonder if there is genuinely a significant push in Australia that if people overwhelmingly want change to happen, maybe we actually can make change happen. Maybe we do have hope after all.
So how many signatures does the petition need by 2 weeks' time for anything to happen?
So parliamentary signatures in Australia don't work on a minimum. Like, I know in America there is a minimum requirement of how many thousands of signatures. In Australia, you can actually present any number of signatures in a petition to parliament. What the 350,000 signatures so far, and potentially more, what that means is just that the petition holds more weight in parliament. The fact that it's being presented to parliament by obviously a major party as opposed to a minor party, the fact that it's been a very high profile petition and being led by Kevin Rudd, and most importantly, the fact that it has such significant popular support across Australia, that would just mean that it holds more weight, one would hope, when it is presented to parliament, and it would be subject to more questioning and more scrutiny.
And so what will the Royal Commission do if it is put in place?
That's a great question. That's what I would like to know as well. I would imagine that their Royal Commissions generally work on discussing issues with various stakeholders. People obviously give the Murdochs an opportunity to explain themselves, in addition to speaking to experts in the field, academics, etc., and basically determining whether or not there is a legitimate reason or mandate for government to actually do anything about media monopoly in this country. Obviously, before government can do anything about something as serious as media monopoly, they would need extensive consultation, etc. If they make any laws about a media monopoly, they would be, in some ways, some would say, taking away some rights from the Murdochs to own. They would, for example, be prevented from purchasing certain print media that they don't already own in Australia, stuff like that, or they may be forced to break up certain parts of their empire and sell them off, kind of thing. So that is obviously a great intervention on those individuals who are Australian citizens. But although that is a very significant thing to do, to take away someone's freedom, it is for the purpose of enriching everybody else's freedom and our freedom to have a free press in Australia, which frankly, and you know my views on this, they're very strong. I don't believe that right now, the way things are, we have a genuinely free press in Australia.
Yeah, and so the call for the Royal Commission coincides with the ongoing tense negotiations with Rupert Murdoch, Google, Facebook, and other revenues. I think they're calling for a code to share revenue from online news content within news outlets. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. So the Murdochs, so they say it's a general news code, but this has absolutely been headed up by Murdoch, given obviously that Murdochs own most of the media in this country. That makes sense. But that's to say that Murdochs are essentially pushing for Google and Facebook to give them some money when they share their news content. The ACCC has said that they will introduce that code. Google and Facebook are furious about it. There's been a significant pushback from them. And there's an ongoing, you know, there's a whole big backstory to it. But essentially, it's very interesting that the Royal Commission is happening at the same time. There's so much discussion about the Murdochs in the news right now. At the same time, it's incredibly worrying in many ways that the Murdochs have such an influence on the ACCC, whatever you think about the code, whether you're in favor of it or not. I guess whatever happens, I have to try to be optimistic because that's the only way we can be. And I think that it's a great thing. That fact that we're talking about it right now is extraordinary. The fact that not only us on a community radio station are talking about it, but people on the ABC are talking about it, people in commercials are talking about it. I just think I'm really hoping that this is a breakthrough point, and I'm really hoping that going forward that we get to a point where our media is more diverse, which is something we desperately need. I'm sure you know that even Fox News, the very famous United States news outlet, is owned by the Murdochs. The Sun, various tabloids in Britain are owned by the Murdochs, and the Murdochs play a huge part not only in our media landscape, but in the United States and Britain. And some commentators have actually suggested that the conservative trends that we're seeing in Britain, like for example with Brexit, that we're seeing in the US, for example with the election of Donald Trump, have significant influence from that Murdoch press and their relentless conservative push. And I often think, let me know what you think, Annalise, about conservative independent media, because I often get the feeling that even if we were to make our media ownership more diverse, that doesn't guarantee it will be less conservative. But I do think that there are a lot of conservatives who are not happy with the way the Murdochs have been reporting their news. They're not happy with certain clear political agendas that have been played in the Murdoch news. A lot of people who are not happy with Donald Trump, for example, who are conservatives, are not happy with Fox News and the way that they've been, again, relentlessly supporting Donald Trump, regardless of what he does. And that a lot of conservatives even are, I would think, would also be interested in a freer market.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that there are still even some conservative people working for Fox, or, you know, linguistically diverse people that are conservative that are against the monopoly, because it doesn't really work in favor of anyone. We always need to have diversity, and diversity in terms of the politics of what the media is wanting us to believe, if that makes sense.
Because I always say, I always think in terms of the diversity issue, like the fact that, let's say somebody, there are a few like conservative, more conservatively inclined community radio stations in Australia, let's say that. So I think community media is a really awesome thing because it's run by the community. So let's say you have a community radio station that broadcasts, for example, you know, thoughts about the Australian Christian lobby, you know, things that we that I personally don't agree with, that perhaps our youthful audience does not agree with as well. But I would say that for something like that, that is run by the community itself, they have the potential to change because those views are genuinely held by those individuals and is genuinely held by their demographic and their audience. On the flip side, when you have a situation where the Murdochs are owning 70% of print media, what they're publishing is not necessarily the genuine belief of the people that are writing it or the people who are reading it. It's based on, in my opinion, a political agenda that is these people, and I think that's, again, although it is my personal opinion, I think it's quite clear. I think it's a compelling point to make that clearly there have been times where the Murdochs have a specific political agenda. For example, they do not want climate action to happen in Australia because they want to, for whatever reason, perhaps for political reasons, they want to ensure that mining companies can continue to operate in Australia. Therefore, when they were reporting on the bushfires, there was almost no mention of climate change except to criticize left-wing people that would mention climate change. That does not serve the readers of their paper. That is not necessarily the representative of the views of the readers of the Herald Sun or of the Daily Telegraph or their equivalents across Australia. That is a deliberate political comment that is deliberately included to influence the views of those readers. And so consequently, there's very little that anybody could do to convince them to change. And that's not good for democracy. That democracy can only stand in a environment where people listen to each other and have the potential to change. And that can only happen when the news is a true reflection of what people really believe.
Yeah, and I think climate change is a good example. It's what actually Kevin Rudd brought up in like his video, that they are really against climate change or against its existence, or at least against the fact that it's a man-made thing. And I think it just comes down to like being able to make more money from mining companies and those big corporations.
Absolutely. And I always say, obviously, I'm a writer on the topic of youth radio, and we're on youth radio right now. But the way that I always look at these things is through the lens of young people, because I know a lot of young people who are conservative or have more conservative inclinations, or who perhaps don't fully agree with some of the left-wing, some of the more progressive ideas that are coming out of this new generation and our generation as well. But those conservative young people certainly do not agree with the Murdochs on the issue of climate change. They certainly don't agree on some of the more, let's say, offensive comments that they've made about gender politics. And they don't agree with the media monopoly either.
So if you're listening and you want to sign the petition and stop the monopoly on the media, go to Kevin Rudd's Facebook page. There's a link there to sign the petition. There's 2 weeks left.
That was News Talks, our weekly news commentary and analysis segment.
To listen to this week's show again or to hear our previous news talks, go to syn.org.au/show/panorama or wherever you get your podcasts.